Giving a ride and sharing the gospel. The drive through the English countryside was quiet on my way to church one morning. Along the way, I saw an elderly lady on the side of the road. I had to decide quickly whether to stop and see if she needed a ride. I felt that I should stop. She told me her name was Mary and said she had just arrived at that spot. I realized that a few seconds later for her, or earlier for me, and we would have missed each other. It was perfect timing. She told me where she needed to go, and it was close to the chapel. I mentioned I was on my way to church and asked if she had heard of the church. She said she had faith in the Savior, but knew little of the Latter-day Saints. On the way, we shared our thoughts and feelings about the Savior. When I dropped Mary off, I said I could give her a ride after church. She accepted, and we arranged to meet at the chapel. When I walked into church, I asked the missionaries for a copy of the Book of Mormon to give to my new friend. Later, when she arrived at the chapel, the members were friendly and shared their testimonies with her. On the drive back, I told Mary she could learn more about Jesus Christ by reading the Book of Mormon. I also told her where to find the account of the Savior's appearance to the Nephites. Although her experience with Latter-day Saints had been brief, I knew she had felt something. I dropped Mary off where we had met. I didn't expect to see her again. When I was driving home from work the next day, a detour caused me to drive down a road I do not normally travel. To my surprise, I saw Mary again. When she saw me, she was surprised too and smiled. I was happy to give her another ride. It was another moment of perfect timing the Lord had arranged for her to hear about our faith. I haven't seen Mary since, but this experience taught me that the Lord watches over all and prepares the way. I am grateful He provided an opportunity for me to share the gospel. Michael Curran, Gloucester, England.